I'm Sam Nicotero, Frank Nicotero's dad, and you're listening to Storyworthy, you cunts.
Welcome to the Storyworthy Podcast. Here are your hosts, Christine Blackburn and Hannes Finney.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm here with
Hannes Finney, and we're coming to you from the Googleplex, which is the corporate headquarters of Google Incorporated in Mountain View, Santa Clara County, California.
Wow, that sounds like a really fascinating place, actually.
I'm sure it is on the inside. All the pictures here on Wikipedia, I mean, outside of our mobile van.
Right, of
as
course.
As I see through the, it looks pretty boring and corporate from the outside, but I'm sure inside there's many things going on.
Right, we're in the Storyworthy van, and we're looking at the office complex. It's like,
yes,
it's like that movie Office Space. It's like that kind of a corporate
yard. It's like that.
Yard.
Inside there are things happening, but it could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yes.
Fair
but
enough.
Inside, they are taking down your information. They are tracking your interests. So that's like, on Facebook, I'll get like ads directed toward me. And I know, it'll be like really obscure. Like, hey, would
you like
Raymond Chandler graphic novels? Well, there's only like three in the whole world. And they're like, oh, thank God some a-hole read about that in some nerd site. So last we can advertise to him.
All right. And they track things like, do you like it? Do you not like it? Thumbs up, thumbs down, that sort of thing.
I think, yeah, but they also track, I think, a lot of, do you just look at things?
I see,
like,
yeah.
I will just very casually, for instance, I'll be on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia, actually, I treat like I used to treat the library back when I used to go to the library, which is, I'd go in there looking for one thing and be wandering down the aisle and find something else. And so I'll be reading some article, and there'll be a highlight because one thing
right,
in the article.
You go down the wormhole.
I go down the rabbit hole. And it's like, and then they assume because I happen to click on an article about, Victorian gynecological equipment by accident, that's something that I'm really, really excited about.
Have you really clicked on something that obscure? Have you?
Absolutely.
You do that all the time.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, how do you think I ended up with my Civil War pornography fetish?
Folks, here's the thing. We're coming from the Googleplex because our guest tonight, he brings forth the subject, my wife and the internet. So we're talking about the internet.
Right. And not everybody has a wife, but everybody's got the internet.
That's right. And Frank Nicotero, comedian, writer, he's a host. He's all these things. And he has a story about the internet. And he also has a wife.
Yeah. And let's not look, if host, whatever. Steeler fan. His number one thing that he is a Steeler fan.
That's true. He is a Steeler fan. He's from the Keystone State, exactly where I hail from.
State, exactly. And I wonder now, who is it who's going to the playoffs? Is it the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, geez,
I think
honest.
It is.
Are you really going to rub this in his face now?
Yes. Yes,
now,
I am.
He's been on the show before.
He hasn't even
on
the show yet, and he just walked out the door. Fuck him if he can't take it.
He's been on the show before talking about the Steelers, doing a show about Pittsburgh. So if folks want to hear more Frank Nicotero, you go back in the Storyworthy archives.
Well,
and then
you'll
hear about that.
Now, it wasn't him. That remember you did a remote by yourself of from Pittsburgh?
Oh, right. I did. With Jimmy Crenn, who's a friend of Frank's.
Right, which was very soon after the Super Bowl a couple of years ago when the Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I recorded something on your iPhone to make the crowd angry talking about the Packers, and for some reason it didn't work and you weren't able to play it to the crowd. But that would have been awesome.
Oh my gosh, that was such a long way to go for that thing that didn't even happen.
That's what she said. Thank you.
Jesus. Okay, so let me ask you this, Hannes. The internet. Of course, we love the internet. Everybody's on the internet.
Sure.
How many times are you on the internet a day?
Pretty much all day when I'm home.
When you're home.
Well, if I'm not on the internet, I'm watching television, but half the time I'm watching television, I'm watching Netflix, which counts as being on the internet.
As it were. It's true.
So,
yeah,
it's a lot of times.
I tend to go over to my computer like 8 or 9 or 10 times a day, but sometimes when it comes to like the social media stuff and the Facebook and the Twitter and all that, I go to the Hootsuite. You familiar with Hootsuite?
Yes, you have hooked me into the Hootsuite.
And what you can do is you can schedule your social media for the day in the morning. So you can just like set up stuff like every 3 or 4 hours or maybe around lunch or dinner when you know people are active on social media.
Yeah.
And then it can come out. So people think like you have nothing to do all day but sit around and tweet. But actually,
see, I do have nothing to do all day.
I schedule it ahead of time.
Yeah,
is that wrong? Am I a fraud?
I don't know if you're a fraud as much as you're giving in to the... what they want you to do.
For instance,
I didn't do that. And you want me to do it more, and I understand for the sake of the show, so I try to do it more. But then,
tweeting,
you know,
more.
Like a week will go by where I don't tweet
right.
/ post something, and Hootsuite will send me emails like, did you fall in a well? It's like, fuck you. Like, what are you fucking? You're a fucking corporation and all you care about is traffic. Don't get cute with me, you cocksuckers.
It's true. It's
too
true.
Much?
Yeah. And on that note, you can tweet Hannes and I at Storyworthy or at HannesPH. That's
at
your
Hannes
Twitter.
PH. That's true.
Because the thing is with Twitter,
I added the
it's
PH
like,
because so many, you know, oddly enough, because of the, see, the internet, see, I didn't have to used to worry about, because I'm pretty much, as far as I know, the only person named Hannes
in the United States.
But the internet is worldwide.
So those fuckers in Germany.
Those fuckers in Germany will always have like Hannes, and I'll end up with Hannes 1847. And I'm like, well, okay. So I'll add the PH, because who the fuck has that?
Why don't you just do add Hannes Finney? I mean, who's named that? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't want to give away too much.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's why I also like, by the way, because Hannes PH, I use that for a lot of things. And people will say, I'll do my email. And they go, yeah, it's Hannes PH. And they fucking stare at me. It's like, I might as well just say Mr. Mixelpix. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Nobody can spell it. Anyhow, nobody knows how to spell Hannes. And the PH just confuses them more.
Well, I do use the internet. I do a lot of shopping on the internet. In fact, over Christmas, I did all of my daughter's Christmas shopping on the internet. And, you know, you order everything through Amazon.com, which, by the way, as you know, if you go to StoryworthyPodcast.com first, you click on our banner.
We make a couple of shekels.
Thank
Smooth.
You.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you. Anyway, I order all her stuff on Amazon, like $230 worth of Christmas presents. I don't know if that's high or low or judge me, whatever. But they come in a box, and you open the box, and everything is in there perfectly, just as you ordered, with no tags and no, you don't have to cut anything off, and it's just there.
Right, and you didn't have to wait in line.
And I say to myself, if you go to the Americana or the Grove, you are a sucker. That's what I say.
Wow. You're a brick and mortar hater.
That's exactly what it is.
By the way, I tell a Christmas story. It involves a store I have not been in many, many years, JCPenney.
You've been in a JCPenney recently?
Yes.
I didn't even know they still existed. Was it near Sears?
JCPenney is in the Glendale Galleria right next to the Red Robin.
Oh, it's an anchor store.
It's in one of the anchor stores. It's true. But Sherry was like, I want to go to Penny's because I like that they stood behind Ellen DeGeneres and so forth and so on. So I'm like, okay, fine, we'll go to Penny's. I'm a man. I'm like, see, we're trying to paint our living room. And Sherry keeps getting these little samples of paint and then putting it on and saying, what do you think? It's like, what I think is, when you decide what color it is and the day we're painting, tell me.
Yeah.
I'll be there and I'll paint.
So what
otherwise,
does this have to
my opinion doesn't really. The point is, she wants to go to Penny's. There's no point in me going, I don't want to go to Penny's. We're going to Penny's. So she found jeans she liked at Penny's. And then she said to me, you know, if you want for Christmas, you can get me a pair of jeans, this same pair of jeans, but with maybe a different thing on the pocket. And I'm like, okay. And then she takes the label off the jeans and she puts it in my wallet. So when I go back to Penny's, I'm walking with the label in my hand and I'm saying, where are these? And she goes, well, there's jeans over there. I said, where are these jeans? These are the ones I was assigned and these are the jeans
Did
I'm
they
getting.
Get them for you?
I found them, yes, and I got them.
That is so very funny. You know, Frank Nicotero, our guest tonight, he recently got married, and maybe he can give you some pointers as to how you make that happen. Like, what are the steps you take after you're engaged and 2, 3, 7 years pass? What do you do? You know what
it's
I mean?
Only
how
been
you get
a decade.
There.
Okay, and I think in old world, we'd all be dead by now.
Well,
so.
Frank's on his way up here right now. But before he comes up, Hannes, I usually don't do this, but our producer, Joe Slepsky, would like to make this important announcement.
So I've got an amazing friend of mine, Seek Donnelly, who I work with, and he had a brain aneurysm a couple of years ago. He is a comic book writer, and he has put together a jam comic book that he is running a Kickstarter campaign for. It's called Soulstar, Soelestar. And all the proceeds from this comic book, if it gets funded by you good people, will go to brain aneurysm research.
Because he's a survivor.
And he's put together a jam comic of over 60 different artists, each contributing one page to the comic. And one of the biggest artists he's got is Kevin Eastman, co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You know, I think I knew that. I knew that guy was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle guy.
Absolutely. He's doing one of the covers. So if you go to Kickstarter and search out Soulstar, Soelestar, and you can find the page. Now, we need $11,000 to get the book published. We only have until January 14th to reach that goal. But if you can give $1, $2, $3, whatever you can give would be greatly appreciated. We're going to get the book printed. We're going to sell it. And then all the proceeds. We've got deals with Diamond Distributors to make sure the books go out cheaply and effectively. They're going to get to all the publishers, all the comic book stores around the country. And we're going to raise money for brain aneurysm research and help this wonderful kid realize his goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great storyteller coming up. So let's get right to Frank Nicotero, shall we, Hannes?
Yes, yes, I think we should.
Okay, wherever you are, guys, stay tuned because Frank
he just hit his head on the microphone trying to come up to the table.
If Frank...
You know why? Because he's a professional and he brings it. Hang on, he's peed himself.
All
right. Oh, my Lord.
If Frank isn't unconscious in the next 2 minutes, he'll be here to talk to you. Next week on Storyworthy, we have actor Toby Huss.
Hey, Redneck, listen to Storyworthy. It's going on now.
Next week on Storyworthy.
Storyworthy tweets. So join us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook.
Hi, this is Lee Keckner, and you're listening to Storyworthy.
And we're back. We've actually moved to the secret Google X lab. Ooh, it's a secret facility. We can't tell you where we are. It's a secret. Okay, we're in the Bay Area. But other than that, it's a secret.
Is it really in the Bay Area then? Yeah, I guess so, right?
Sure, but that covers a lot of territory. All those nerds are up there.
Yeah, why is technology all up in that area? Is that
because
the Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley, Valley is
because,
right there.
Did they go there because it's called the Silicon Valley, or did they call it that afterward?
I'm going to pretend you didn't ask me that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You think it's a valley actually just filled with silicone.
That's exactly right.
Just, you know what
I thought
learned?
They just made breast implants there and that's it.
Yes, exactly. No, breast implants are made in Southern California and computers are made in Northern California. Get it right.
That's how you divide the state.
That's how you divide the state, pretty
and
much.
And there's marijuana everywhere.
Sure, of course. And then in Oregon, there's people who like have fled California in order to smoke pot with large breast implants on their computers.
All right, you guys, Frank Nicotero is here. He is a comedian and a host and an actor and a writer. You may know him as that Street Smarts guy. You remember that, Hannes? The Street Smarts show?
Sure, I did.
It ran for fucking 35 years, I swear to God.
Yes, I have it all on beta.
It ran forever, God bless him. Frank is also a regular at the Laugh Factory right here in town, and you can find him at franknicotero.com. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, put your hands together for my good friend, Frank Nicotero.
Frank Nicotero is here. Yay! All right, I made it. Nice to be here in Silicon Valley. You know, I used to work for Yahoo, but they kind of fired me, so I really don't, I'm okay being in Google. So thank God we weren't in Cupertino is where Yahoo is headquartered. Cupertino, whatever, I don't know, something like that. Anyway, yeah, thanks for having me here, guys. I appreciate this. Let's get right into the internet. You mentioned my wife. I do have a wife. My wife grew up in a small Canadian town, and the internet wasn't so good there. And now we have this high-speed internet, and we have iPhones now. And you guys were talking about how when you sit on the couch or you're watching TV, you're still on the internet. So my wife is either playing Words with Friends, or she's on Facebook, or she's on Instagram. So we will literally play Words with Friends against each other 2 feet away.
Ah!
Right? Okay, we used to have a Scrabble board that we'd break out and put on some music and have a drink, and it was a nice actual interaction between a husband and wife. Now we literally are a foot away from each other playing a game. And like I'll hear it go bling, and I'm like, I know it's coming over to my turn, and then I'll send a good word, and I'll hear her go fuck, and I'm like, yeah, I took the triple word. All right. So literally, we're on the internet. She's on the internet more than me. She's on Facebook. She's on Instagram, watching TV. She's getting into Breaking Bad. I'm getting her on the series. She's watching Breaking Bad and still playing Facebook, Instagram. I'm going, you got to be paying attention. So because she's always on Facebook and Instagram and all this stuff, she's always finding these chain letters and these fascinating stories that people repost on their internet. Like the one that warns women about if you get into your car and there's a piece of paper on the windshield. I don't know, on the back windshield. If there's paper on your back windshield, don't get out of the car because that means when you get out of the car, someone's going to jump you and steal your purse. So these are the kind of things, yeah, because you go to back up and the paper's blocking the windshield. You go, oh my God, I got to get out, and you get out and you get mugged. So these are the kind of things that go over and that my wife sends. So the latest one she got, well, this was a little while ago, was about the power of the onion. I don't know if if you're talking about the onion. So the holidays roll around. Christine knows what I'm talking about, I think. Apparently, an onion has superpowers that no one knew about until someone put this story on the frickin' internet, and it was posted on my Facebook page by my wife. So what you're supposed to do now, it was the holidays, about 2-3 weeks ago, I started getting sick, and she made me sleep in the guest room because if I snore and she doesn't want me around and I'm getting sick. So I go to bed that night, and I didn't realize this, but there's an onion next to the bed. Freshly cut big white onion right by the bed stand thing, the side table. I'm like, are you kidding me? Right. So I'm like, oh my God, she had told me about this onion. She's going to do it. I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. So we wake up and she swears, she goes, look, the onion has changed colors. It's absorbed the bacteria just like on that thing. And I'm like, wow, that couldn't possibly be oxygen from overnight actually rotting the onion. She's like, no, do you feel better? And I had to be, I actually kind of did, but maybe because it was a good night's sleep and I wasn't next to getting, you know, next to her getting kicked for snoring. So next night, the onion, I sleep with the onion. Now, 2 nights later, she goes, I don't know if you read this even further, but the power of the onion, what you're supposed to really do is you're supposed to sleep with it in your socks. And I go, oh, no. So she starts going back to bed. She always goes back a little before me and tweets and Facebooks and Instagrams and plays words with friends. So I'm lying on the couch. She goes, I'm going to put this onion in your sock and you sleep with it. I go, no, that's not going to happen. I'm like, first of all, I don't know if I even mentioned, I hate onion. I hate onion at all. Now, sometimes she'll sneak it into what she's cooking. She'll, oh, you like that? And I go, well, yeah, because it wasn't a big chunk. Nor was it in my sock. So now she puts in, she goes to put it in my sock. I go, absolutely not. She goes, fine, I'll do it. I go, what? So my wife, cutest thing, puts it in her sock, now walks back to bed on her heels like this, right? Walking back on her heels so she doesn't crush the onion. So she goes to bed and I say, you know what? I'm sleeping in our bed tonight. I'm over the cold. I'm not going to snore or whatever. So I sleep in our bed. So we also have three dogs. My original two dachshunds, they sleep in the living room. But we also have this little Brussels Griffon that I got her for Christmas 2 years ago. And that dog's privileged enough to sleep in the bed. So that night, I go to bed. I know my wife's got the onion sock going on. Now, what my wife tends to do, like any other woman, she rolls around a lot. She flails. She also sometimes takes off her socks when she's sleeping, like with her feet. I don't know how. So now, it's about sunrise. The little dog likes to sleep right by my face. I'm awoken by the strong scent of onion because what has happened, the onions came out of the socks and the little dog has nibbled on one of the onions and now he's sleeping by me and I'm getting onion breathed right into my face. Now, I don't know if this is part of the email that I know, like, if you leave the onion out, it's supposed to absorb the bacteria. I don't know if my dog eating the onion, then breathing it on me, if that's supposed to help. But the main point of the story is I did feel better that day. So maybe the power of the onion and the internet chain bullshit they post on Facebook is actually true. I wish that was not a true story, but it is.
Maybe onions are good for dogs.
You know what? No, because, you know, dogs are not supposed to eat onions. Now, what? I don't know if he digested it or just went down and gnawed on it, but he had onion breath kicking. So I don't know, but onions in this story, it says make sure dogs don't eat onions. But I don't. My dog is eating chocolate.
This is
the old
thing where the guy, you know, the guy punches you in the face and it feels so good when he stops. It's like the onion is so distracting because it's so
you feel
pungent,
yes,
that you stop thinking about your being sick,
yep,
and you just think about and the onion in your sleep. Even if you're asleep,
does your wife
you're like,
know?
Why is there an onion in here?
Exactly.
Does she know that it's produce?
Yeah, yeah, she's aware of that.
I mean, so it's going to change.
Yeah,
it's a perishable item.
I tried to explain it to her. When she took it out of her, the one was out of her sock. She goes, look at all the bacteria it absorbed. I'm like,
yeah, from your disgusting foot.
Yeah, right?
You have onions wench. In your socks.
Yeah.
Do you have a banana in your pants?
Yeah, or? Well, hello, I owe, exactly.
I know, I mean,
hysterical.
So is this a sliced up onion in your sock or has she chopped them finely?
No,
no,
like
it's a whole
slice.
Onion.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought it was a whole onion.
No, she. Well, you know, like how you can peel.
Yeah, that's
layers.
Crazy. Why would I think a whole onion?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, what are you? Not,
what the fuck are you stupid?
Layers of an onion, like you know, like the size of like you know, like.
It all seems sort of complicated.
I'm telling you, it did, and she literally went to put it in my socks and said, "No, you're not doing that." And she said, "Well, I'll do it. Why waste a half a good onion?"
Yeah. And how long have you been married?
3.5 years now.
It's fun being married.
Now,
right?
How long were you together before you got married?
A couple years. We've been together about 6 years total. So about 2.5,
all right.
About 6 years now, and things are good.
But, and so she has no family here in California.
Well, she used to have her sister was next door. That's how we met. She was the girl next door, actually, living in the guest house. But her sister moved back to Canada, so now it's just me and her out here as far as her family. I have a cousin here. But for the first time, also for the holidays, we didn't go back east because tickets were
ridiculously
expensive.
And you ended up with an onion dog.
And
so
I ended up with an onion and the dog left my face. Town, yeah. I should have went back east.
By the way,
east.
I just have to say, I mean, okay, so Christine and I are doing show prep. I know that's very hard to believe. But I mean, show prep, it's like, internet,
not on this
what are we going to talk about? And I'm like, oh, I'll talk about how stupid it is that Sherry and I sit back to back at our desks and play Scrabble with each other on Facebook.
So there you go.
And I didn't even get to that because I was full of other bullshit. But had I gotten to that, I would have spoiled the introduction.
I'm glad you didn't.
How many millions of couples are sitting, not speaking? Yes,
a foot away.
People, yeah, and again, we own a Scrabble game.
Yeah.
Right.
It's 5 feet
deluxe
away.
Deluxe edition. We could, with the little grooves that the letters stay.
It's nice. That one. Yeah, it's and nice. The board
and
turns
it
on its own.
It's a nice
That really was
a
game
nice
changer.
Sense. It was a nice
It was a game changer.
It was.
By the way, I think it's also weird just to, that you know, Words with Friends was more internet savvy. It's obviously
a
direct steal from Scrabble,
totally.
Which I don't fucking understand how they can get away with
it. You can change
America should be against this.
Exactly. But here's it's a different game.
It's a better, but
it's
it
the
works
same
better.
Exact game. But wait, let me just finish this point. The point is, they're like, we're the internet. We're fucking cool. We're not like you stupid old Scrabble. Board and game. Now there's a physical board.
Of Words with Friends.
Of Words
you can buy
with
a board
friends.
Game.
It's like, wait a minute. We're going back in
time.
Yeah,
it's all twisted around,
it
isn't
has.
It?
It has. It's gone backwards. It's, you're right.
Next thing you know, it's going to be on beta as well.
Right.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry. What were you going to say about
No, just
Words
about Scrabble. The problem with Scrabble online, when you play online on Facebook, it's so easy to cheat. It's so stupid. It's so easy to cheat.
What do you mean?
Well, you just open up a new window. You say Scrabble cheat. And then you say, what letters do you have? And you tell them what
letters
you have.
There's an app. You can actually get
there's
an app
there's
for Scrabble
cheating
cheat.
Scrabble
Not that I know about that.
That's true.
So my
that's
dad,
probably why I'm always getting beaten.
But do you play Scrabble or Words with Friends?
I play Scrabble.
I play mostly Words with Friends because that's most of my friends. I've never heard the word Scrabble probably. But my dad, who lives in Pittsburgh, Sam Nicotero. That's all he does all day. His record,
is that right?
His record in Scrabble is 418 wins.
Oh my gosh.
And like 230 losses. I'm not kidding. So he's played over 600 games.
If he got paid for this, he would be a very rich man.
And I'm sure he'll listen to this, but Dad, yeah.
I am
he
going
loves
to
Scrabble.
Find him. Is he on Facebook?
Sam Nicotero, he's on Facebook.
He's on Facebook.
Playing Scrabble.
No, I'm going to play him in Scrabble because I'm playing a bunch of strangers right now.
Right. No, he welcomes that. Although he also bitches about the women and he calls them, he gets really mad at them and he goes crazy on these women.
What does he call them?
Oh, he calls them
bitches.
The
whores.
C word.
He calls them cunts?
Calls them cunts. He's like,
Jesus.
He's cunts. Yeah, and he'll text me that or not. He'll message me that. He'll be like, ah.
About
yeah.
Scrabble.
He won't let me start another game because he's like, I got 4 games going with these cunts and I got to be. And he wonders, yeah.
I have got to get Sam Nicotero on the phone just to talk Scrabble.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a good word for triple word.
Yeah, it is. You know, in Words with Friends, you can actually play that word. There's a lot, you know, you have to also, both games have different sets of words.
I know. Okay, you know what? You can play the word, I think, fag, you cannot play on Scrabble.
Not on Scrabble.
Even though it's also
a cigarette.
Play a cigarette. And you can't play, one of them wouldn't take the word Jew. Like, wait a minute. It's not an insult. Unless you pronounce it
that
way.
I don't think
way,
Words with Friends you can play Jew, actually. I think
it's a word, though. It's
I know,
a
both
word.
Games are
it's
different.
People who are a religion. That's not an insult.
Do you and your wife ever play backgammon?
No, not bad. We were big Scrabble players. We actually broke Scrabble out over the holidays. We got crazy.
Oh, you're crazy.
We did.
Strip Scrabble.
We didn't go back east, but no, that we play a lot of cards, too.
Okay,
we'll play
good.
Cards.
And what kind of card games do you play? Just Rummy.
A game called 500. Yeah,
500
which is
Rummy. Yeah, of course. That's
and
so
then,
Pittsburgh. It's ridiculous.
And then there's a game called Casino.
Oh,
yes.
You know.
No, I just played Casino.
Are you serious?
2 days ago for the first time in probably 30 years because my grandmother taught me Casino.
The Ten of Diamonds is worth 2 points and the
yes.
little casinos.
And I was this guy and he had a deck of cards and we were on lunch.
Right.
And he was like, you want to play cards? I'm like, sure. He goes, do you know the game Casino? I go,
no one knows that game.
Taught me that game. And he said, my grandmother taught me that game.
It's just the face cards, right?
No, regular cards, too. You have to pick up a 9. You can add a 4
and 2. You get points for the most cards from the tricks, I guess, or the most spades.
So do they have this on the internet? I mean, can you guys
survive?
I'm sure
you could.
No. Probably not. It's too old-fashioned.
Yeah, probably not. But my wife and I will play it a lot. We play it. I've been 500 a lot. Oh my God! If you're
how about Sheep's Head?
We did an Olympics.
Who plays Sheep's Head?
No,
wait
I don't
a minute,
know that.
Back up, honest.
No, the Olympics
Frank
one
and his
night.
we played the Olympics.
While we were drinking, we played Scrabble.
Let's hope.
500 and then Casino, and you have to like see who wins.
Did somebody end up with their pants off?
No, yeah. I mean, yeah, usually you're mad at the end. You're so mad, and it takes 3 hours.
Yeah, this is no fun at all.
And we're drunk by then, and it's like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. Screw it. And then I just text her a good night. I love you. Good night.
And then you're right back to the internet.
It should be like that thing that somebody doesn't want to do except on your birthday should be the reward for winning all of these.
There you go.
Now let me ask you: is your wife over the onion? Is it on to the next thing? As it were?
The onion's done. I haven't. She hasn't.
There's always a new thing.
Yeah. So like, you got to hear this. She hasn't. Ah, boy. It was the thing on the back of the windshield. The onion.
Because see, I haven't met your wife, but that I know that person. The person who's always looking online, and then they repost something on their page like women. Beware, there is a person in the Los Angeles area, 18 million people.
Right.
There is a person who is going around and they honk twice till you look over and then they put a bag over your head and run away. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so beware. And then they repost it as if it's an important thing that you really should know.
Right, and then there'll be like pictures of a guy doing something terrible and they'll say, let's find this guy. And I'm never sure if that's really we're finding a criminal or if this is just a fishing expedition to get me to... to repost it, and somehow you get my stuff.
I reposted a lost dog the other day that I saw on Twitter.
The whole thing, it's the whole following.
On Silver Lake. Yeah, so
the guy from Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah, Tesla. That dog. Tesla, that dog's missing, and now I'm all freaked out. I don't know that dog.
Everyone's on Facebook doing that.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Huh. Let me ask
you. I drove by there tonight on the way here, and I thought, the way to the airport, on the way to Google and North.
Right.
I passed Upright Citizens again, and I thought, oh, that dog.
Better look for that dog.
Yeah.
You know what I say? I say three words. Coyote.
I know.
Yeah.
Probably.
Coyotes get everything.
I just have to say one more thing about games, which is another game that I've started playing online, not with my lady love, Battleship.
oh my God. Are you serious, Hannes?
Pogo.com.
I fucking love Battleship so much, but another easy game to cheat at. It's so easy to cheat.
What are you talking about? How you cheat at Battleship?
How can you cheat online? You can't see because when you're a kid, you could peek.
See, here's what it was. Okay, when I was little, I never played Battleship online, but when I was a little kid, I played my brother Scotty. And basically, if he said to me, like, you know, E5, well, then he asked that, didn't he? So then I would put the white pegs there because I know he asked that, and I'd just move my ship around it. See what I'm saying?
You can't move your ship.
Yeah, I'd move my ship. Damn straight, I would.
Well, first of all, you're a horrible human being and a communist, and you hated the American military.
Yes.
And
that's right.
You can't move the ship online once you've said it.
I understand. I'm talking about the old.
When you were a kid, you
when
can
I
cheat
was a
at
kid,
anything.
I
yeah.
cheated. But, well, yeah. let me well, tell you, I was good at
but,
that.
Okay, so I played Battleship. Let me just say there's always like a chat thing on the. You're like playing strangers, and there's a chat thing on the banner. And this guy blows up, you know, my Battleship, and he starts talking shit to me.
Wow.
He's trash talking me through the thing. And I'm
through
like,
your sub.
Why are you fucking kidding me? This is like, I don't know if you're 100 or you're 8.
It might have been Michael Bay who's upset at how bad
Battleship turned out. It could be your dad. He called me a cunt.
Out. It could be my dad. My dad. If you want to be called a cunt, play Scrabble with my dad, Sam Nicotero.
And the upshot of the story is, everything being retro, the one of the presents I got for Christmas was actual Battleship.
Oh, that was a very kind
And it wasn't like Star
you.
Trek Battleship or Star Wars Battleship.
No, the electronic Battleship.
Not electronic Battleship.
I liked electronic
now,
Battleship.
Now, Sherry looked at that and went, no, that's not old school enough. No, we got to go with the...
Here's what I want to say. Frank Nicotero has a dad. His name is Sam, the guy that calls women cunts. Sam Nicotero.
Look, all our dads called women cunts. Let's face it.
My dad, Jack Blackburn, and Frank's dad, Sam Nicotero, are both actors in Pittsburgh and frequently up against... are up for the same roles.
They are the same,
what do you call it? The same...
same type.
Breakdown.
Peer group, yeah.
It's the same breakdown.
Sure, yeah,
exactly.
Right.
No. The other day, by the way...
Older man.
Older man, handsome, lot of teeth.
Yes.
That kind of thing. The other day, I had a breakdown that was called... they called for me, okay, normal to attractive. That's like the best compliment I've had in a long time.
Normal to attractive.
I wanted
to
tell you this.
Mine is not too overweight.
Yeah. Mine used to be called pretty but average. Now I'm normal to attractive.
Yeah, you're going downhill.
That's what I'm saying. Pretty but average. I like that.
That's not true.
Here's something my mother likes to do in her bed.
Call people.
Speaking of your wife and the onions in bed, my mother likes to put a bar of soap in her bed.
I don't know
under
about
the
that.
Sheets. It's a Pittsburgh thing, I think. They put soap in the bed, like a bar of soap, so it keeps your bed smelling fresh.
I was going to say, like if it's an Irish Spring or
like,
something.
Or
disgusting, man.
Dove or something. Or Old Spice. Smells like a sailor's in your bed.
Have you been back to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I like to put a jar of lava in my bed. Lava.
Have you been back to Pittsburgh lately?
I did not. I went back October. Oh, I went back for my 25th high school reunion, and I scheduled the. Then I headlined the Improv the week after, so it was a brilliant move. I'm like, I'll go see friends and get paid, and then a lot of them came out, so I really drew.
Of course, you get them to come out.
But yeah, it was fun. So I went in October. I got to go to the Steeler Eagles game.
Oh, that's a nice.
The next day, so I'm winning a last second field goal. I don't want to hear about the playoffs.
But it's a nice time of year to go back to Pittsburgh.
It was fall.
Yeah,
oh, it was brilliant.
It's a good time of year.
Weather was perfect, and I hope to go back. And I know I'm going back in April to work a new club that's there. Baseball season. It's this whole chain of these clubs called Latitudes. Mm. And what Latitudes is, it's a giant complex that'll have a movie theater.
It's a gay
bowling
club?
No, no. Maybe in some parts of it. No, but it's a bowling alley, movie theater, comedy club, rock band, DJ. It's these huge complexes.
I think they do that because it's so cold in Pittsburgh sometimes.
Why leave?
You go to one place and then you can do everything. You know what I always felt was annoying? Those places called Dave and Buster's. Remember those?
It's like that, but they've taken it further than Dave and Buster's.
I never wanted to play skee ball.
When you're drinking.
Why do I want to go do that?
I don't know.
Why do you want to? Yeah, you go and it's like you have a food and play combination. Well, the food is going to suck royal ass.
Yeah,
it's going to be worse than Applebee's.
Yeah.
And then you're going to play video games, and if I cared about video games, which I don't, I could play them on my Wii at home and be much happier.
Why can't I just stay home and play Scrabble with my fiance on the couch back to back?
But anyways, these Latitudes are opening up everywhere: Chicago, Jacksonville. They're going to be in a lot of different cities, so I'm going to do that in
good
April
for you, man.
And I can see some Pirate games, which they're the worst team, so you can do all the jokes you want.
No.
We're used to that.
The Brewers, now that we've lost, what's his name?
You lost Fielder and Zach Greinke.
I think it's going to be quite a while before we're good again.
You still got Ryan Braun, though. You still got one guy.
The Hebrew Hammer.
You do. He is one of the few Jewish players in the baseball. But I'll try to go back again, maybe even before the spring.
You are always, you're a hustler, you're out there, you're moving,
I'm trying.
I feel like, you know, Pittsburgh, being from Pittsburgh, it's like I know every other creative person in Pittsburgh, you know what I mean? There's only maybe 12 or 15 of us.
Yeah, there's still some of them there.
You kind of meet them and see
them out
here.
A couple of us moved out here, and there's
some
of us here, you, me.
Yeah, Mark Eddy, and we're all here.
Ed Driscoll, a couple other guys, we're all here. And there's still the group in Pittsburgh.
Hey, you want to play some Shotgun Story, ready?
Sure, of course. We got the wheel right here.
Music can only mean one thing. It's time for Shotgun Storyworthy,
the game show where contestants spin the storyworthy wheel of truth and tell a true 1-minute story on the topic they land.
So everyone, say it with me.
Spin that wheel.
Wild card would be good. Vacation, virginity, pets.
Pets.
Oh, well, I kind of did that to us. Oh, wait, it went to passport. No, pets. Pets. I have two dachshunds. I have two wiener dogs, two dachshunds. No, I'm not gay. And when I walk them, though, people think I'm gay. I don't know why, because I have two wiener dogs. One of them is smart. One of them's not. So I took one of them to a training class when he was a puppy kindergarten. I thought, how cute. And so we take him in, and he's the worst dog there. Every other dog is kind of listening. He's running around peeing in a corner. And the woman actually pulled me outside on a break for the puppies need a break, pulled me kind of the side. She's like, yeah, your dog's not doing so hot. We wouldn't recommend him for another puppy kindergarten class. I'm like, do you have special puppy kindergarten classes, I'm wondering, where you'll pick him up in a tiny bus? But yeah, my dog failed puppy kindergarten. Yeah, that's a true story about my pet. There you go. True story.
Did you get any knowledge into that animal?
Other one was, I took them both at the same time. They're both the same age, around the same age. And he was great. He got along with the other dogs. He listened to me. The other one is just kind of a jerk. And you know what? He was bought at a pet store as an impulse buy.
Ah.
Maybe that has something to do with it. He has a chip on his shoulder.
That's how they get you.
And I did forget him in the garage the other day. We took all the dogs in the car and the garage door shut and we're driving away. And I go, oh my God. I go, is Buddy in the car? And she looks back. She starts laughing because my wife kind of hates Buddy. So I'm like, oh my God. So we come back. I open the garage door. And as we pull up, he's just looking at us like, assholes.
Yeah, because assholes. He has an attitude because he was privileged to begin with. You need to get the pet from the pound, then they're grateful.
No, that's a good point.
You see how that works?
Yeah, that's a good story. That's a good
what
point.
I thought.
Yeah, well, the second
also,
one was,
by the way, if you didn't lube up the wiener dolls, dogs, people would not
they wouldn't think
I
was
gay.
Exactly, right.
You cover them in Astroglide and put
so disgusting. Why would you say that? Honestly.
And pink.
because I like disgusting anal lube jokes.
Oh, my gosh.
You've been, how long have you been with this guy? You've been with this guy for how long?
It's
you
know, 15 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Really? It'll be, no, I think it is. I've known you for 15 years.
That's true.
We've been
doing
the show for what,
are you
14?
Playing Words
We've
with Friends?
We've been doing the show for 1,000 years.
Are you playing Scrabble right now? You're on your, I see you on.
No, no, but I'm trying to put the word cunt into all my Scrabble games when I go home
tonight. No, Words with Friends. You got to play cunt Words with Friends.
Can you do, with Words with Friends, can you do pronouns and curse words?
No, besides that, there's weird where Jane will work, but I think, is Jane an object of some sort? I just played Jane.
Yeah, there may be a thing called
like
Jane.
Like a lazy Susan and a Jane.
This guy the other day fucking killed me. Veally. Not veal.
Veal with a Y?
Veal with a Y at the end, which got him to the triple word thing.
See, people Veally. Are making stuff Veally. Up, man. People are making
words
up
words. Words with
words.
Friends accepts a lot more words than Scrabble. I will tell you that.
Words with cheaters sounds like words with cheaters.
Sometimes you just throw shit against the bar and they're like, bling, you get points, right. You're like, well, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this up right now. I would like to thank a few people, including Joe Slepsky, who's helping us produce the show.
That's true. And remember his friend. Who's got the thing the with the thing with the aneurysm with the comic book.
Right. And the thing and the thing.
So it's a comic book. If you read it, it will give you an aneurysm. I'm pretty much that's what I got out of that.
Nice. I'd also like to thank Jorge Reyes. He is our sound engineer. And, of course, John Thomas Griffith. He wrote the theme song, Follow Me.
Never heard of him.
It's the new year, Hannes. So we're gonna have a good year. What's the plan?
I don't know. 2013, that seems like an iffy time. I'm just saying. 2013, that's an unlucky number.
Frank, what do
people.
You think?
And I have a useless fact about 2013. I don't know if anyone's heard this. It's the first year since 1987 where there hasn't been a number that's been in the year twice. Think about that. Because 1988, you had 2 8s, 1999, 2 9s, and all 10. So for the first time since 1987, all the digits
all
in the
different.
Year are all different.
And the numbers, in fact, are 0, 1, 2, 3, if I really want to blow your mind.
Now, gee, I got to, this is too much now.
Wow.
And on behalf of our storyteller tonight, Frank Nicotero, and of course, on behalf of you, Hannes Finney, my dear friend and co-host, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a story-worthy year.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.